Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Senate approves $30 million alternative schooling bill. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A bill that would divert at least $30 million in state funds to alternative schooling has passed both chambers of the Wyoming legislature. According to the Gillette News Record, the Senate approved House Bill 199, known as the Wyoming Freedom Scholarship Act, on Wednesday with a 20-11 vote. If signed into law, the bill would provide any Wyoming parent, regardless of income, $7,000 per student to fund education outside the public school system. Any funds exceeding $30 million would be redirected back to public education. Debate in the Senate centered around concerns about the financial impact and constitutionality of using state education funds for private schooling. Senator Ogden Driscoll of Devil's Tower warned the program's cost will likely grow as demand increases. Some lawmakers also pointed to Arizona's Universal School Voucher Program, which ballooned from an estimated $125 million to $429 million in just a few years. Senator Wendy Schuler of Evanston pushed for an income-based tier system, but was overruled by an amendment that removed financial eligibility requirements, making the full $7,000 available to all families. The bill now returns to the House for final approval. If the chambers cannot agree on amendments, a joint conference committee will negotiate the final details. Campbell County hosts Veterans Information Fair this weekend. Campbell County residents will have a chance to learn more about veterans issues at the annual Veterans Information Fair this Saturday. Hosted by the Campbell County Veterans Council in partnership with Security State Bank and the Campbell County Public Library, the event runs from 9 a.m. to noon in the library's Wyoming room. Free to the public, the fair will feature an hour-long presentation covering veteran demographics, local benefits, and available services. Attendees can also participate in a Q&A panel and open forum to address concerns and ask questions. Organizers say the event aims to educate the community and to connect veterans with valuable resources, as well as teach residents ways they can help. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.